Hello, everyone, and welcome back again to the ever-popular Revenue Podcast. I am your host, Kara French. We are back. I don't know if you can believe it. This is podcast number 7. If you've been around all of 2023, you'll know we have talked to a variety of different people from the industry. As always, our focus here on the Revenue Podcast is all things revenue. So you're going to want to check out all of our previous episodes. They are available at www.billingplatform.com/podcasts. We always try to tackle things from different perspectives here at the Revenue Podcast. We're down to have an open conversation with some laughs along the way. And today we are thrilled to be here talking all things pricing strategies and billing growth with Chelsea Fickbaum. Chelsea is the billing practice lead at Cognizant, which works closely with Billing Platform. And with Chelsea here today, we're excited to sort of take a deeper look at how we're creating pricing strategies and billing strategies that really innovate and really elevate businesses, and what it looks like to sort of make that transition if you haven't already, and how it can really impact your business and its success. So Chelsea, welcome. We are just super thrilled to have you with us here today.
Thank you, Kara.
Awesome. Well, I just want to kick things off, always just start off and have us give a little tour of your background and sort of how you came to sort of be in this space with Cognizant.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Chelsea. I've worked with Cognizant for the past 6 years or so. I came to Cognizant from a smaller company that had its roots in telco billing, ATG, if you've heard of them. But my background is a bit non-traditional. I worked in the nonprofit sector for nearly a decade before returning to school and diving into the business world. From there, I began working as a project manager on implementation projects for a variety of software systems. So I have experience in the revenue to cash ecosystem, from CLM systems to CPQ systems, and then of course, billing implementations. And billing implementations, they stole my heart. That seems kind of strange, but I am a spreadsheet and numbers person, and I really, really enjoyed working in billing. So I began developing my career there, working in a variety of systems as an implementer, and then moving on as a SME in our billing practices, working to develop training and lead our teams, and now working as the practice lead for Cognizant's billing platform practice.
I think that's great. The billing system stole my heart. You know, if you're a familiar listener to the Revenue Podcast, we've been like talking about producing a series of t-shirts based on our guests' comments. So that's definitely on there. Billing system stole my heart. That's funny. But it is interesting though, how, I mean, I didn't come to the billing space. You know, I came, like we were just talking a little before we started, from oil and gas. So it is really interesting when you start delving into something and sort of take a deeper look at how much this affects sort of everything. And I never really considered that sort of before I started.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in our day-to-day in so many ways as a consumer and in our work life. And if we think about it from a day-to-day perspective, how we are billed and how we communicate with companies that bill us really influence our perspective of those companies and those products. And it's pretty fun to be part of that ecosystem.
Yeah. So this past year was our first year with the Revenue Podcast. And for all of 2023, you know, we've been talking about just different ways to look at that. And so I can't believe I'm saying this. Can you believe it? We're wrapping up 2023 now. It's heading into Q4. It seems it's gone by so quickly. But everyone is looking to sort of, you know, year-end pricing changes or pricing strategies for the future. What does 2024 look like? Everybody wants that crystal ball. So to begin, I was always on the Revenue Podcast. We try to keep things pretty basic. When we're talking about planning for your pricing strategies, what are the primary types of pricing that listeners of the Revenue Podcast would be familiar with? And this sort of evolution or these change of these models look like as sort of it stands today and into the future, based on sort of business and consumer demand both?
Good question. There's a lot to unpack there. I think that let's define a pricing strategy. So a pricing strategy might be your framework for how you charge for your products And it's going to play a pivotal role in supporting your business objectives, in maximizing your revenue and your customer acquisition strategy. And the right pricing model for you will likely differentiate your company from competition.
Okay.
Your goal, I believe, is to really create long-term value and, of course, increase the bottom line. But the evolution of pricing models is, it's not a straight path. It's a long and windy story. And the modern pricing strategies that you're familiar with are probably based on traditional pricing models from centuries ago.
Oh, wow.
So flexible product bundling, feature definition, the different consumption models that we have in place today. And then we move into product-led growth and hybrid options. These have all been based on traditional models, but they've evolved from those because of our technological and psychological and other marketplace understandings, as well as growing competition in the marketplace.
So if we have competition in the marketplace, and you know, we're talking about strategy or just kind of in general, I think it's also sort of, you know, it's based on your industry, it's based on all these other factors, but if your pricing strategy is aligned or secure, or you've got a different one, that's a competitive advantage, right? I mean, that's an instant competitive advantage.
Absolutely. If your pricing strategy is aligned with your customer base, and it can grow with them and also grow to meet any evolving products or systems or services that you're going to offer in the future, that is a tremendous competitive advantage.
So when you're talking about pricing strategies and you've got something new coming up, you know, and it's, you know, maybe a new offering or a new service, you know, service model, are there things that are sort of contained maybe within, you know, your existing systems, and you're like, man, I've got this great new product coming out. Is that the time to sort of evaluate your strategies, or is this something you should be doing all the time? Should you just constantly be thinking about that element? Is it that essential?
I think you should be thinking about this constantly, Kara. So more often than not, it is an inflection point that drives companies to consider revamping or modernizing their pricing strategies. This inflection could be that new product offering that you just mentioned. It could be a new competitor in the marketplace, or maybe it's something more drastic, right? Maybe it's a merger or an acquisition. But I am a huge proponent of continuous evaluation of pricing. If you wait for indicators to tell you it's time to adjust, you're already behind the curve. You have to be proactive about this stuff, so you don't, as we say, leave money on the table.
Right, right. You mentioned, you know, mergers and acquisitions. Obviously, I think the past couple of years, that's been such a huge talking point. I mean, we've heard it from numerous guests on the Revenue Podcast about how mergers and acquisitions are successfully planning for those can really sort of lead to better results down the road. What do you suggest if you are in this type of situation and someone's coming in saying, you know, well, we've always done our pricing and billing this way, and we've been successful. I mean, you know, I know about this, and this is what works for us. Is there a place to look or to consider to sort of really do a healthy self-evaluation of, man, am I getting the most out of this pricing strategy that we have?
I think so. And like I mentioned earlier, I'm a huge fan of data. And if you are conducting these regular price reviews, then you're capturing that data and you can look at it from a perspective of, are we meeting our company's goals? And not only today, but are we setting ourselves up for success in the future to meet our goals and our strategy? Your goals and your strategy might be redefined if you're going through a merger or an acquisition. But if you have the data to tell that story, then you can talk with, you know, the companies that you're either acquiring or becoming part of and defend your position. And, you know, what I've actually seen is often acquired companies help redefine the pricing strategy of their parent company. So
Interesting.
An outline. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And there's been a lot of time spent in a recent implementation that I was part of to understand the strategy of the acquired company's pricing and why that has been successful. And they just came to the table with so much information to explain that we ended up manipulating a parent company's pricing strategy to adopt that method as well. So I think data, always in the data.
Always in the data. I mean, the data doesn't lie, right? Like if, you know, this piece is working for you, this strategy is obviously working for you. I mean, why change that? I mean, certainly something to consider, maybe at scale or, you know, like you said, manipulated a slightly different way, but absolutely. Moving on to looking at pricing is just a piece of this monetization puzzle. I mean, I at Billing Platform here, we are living in the monetization space, and pricing is just a piece of a much larger sort of cycle of quote to cash. So it's, do you think it's the first step in optimizing, you know, getting that pricing strategy correct?
I do, but I think that you can't do it in a silo. You have to be considering your customer's viewpoint, the market strategy, the competition in the marketplace. And then of course, your pricing strategy is going to be limited if you don't have the processes and technology in place to support that dynamic pricing or modernization of strategy that you're anticipating moving to. So while it can be the driver and one of the first places that you might make a focus change, all of the systems, processes, marketing that touches pricing needs to be considered along with that change.
So we're talking about sort of this, it doesn't operate in a silo, as you said, it's part of this whole process there. How do you set up, you know, sort of the next step, the billing side of things to complement that pricing strategy? How do you customize that and make that work sort of in unison with each other?
Yeah, you are going to need an agile billing system to support this. If you're changing your pricing strategy, you're going to be changing the downstream ways that you bill for and take payment on those products. And so your billing system has to support the complexity and dynamicness of those models. Your right hand needs to be talking to the left hand.
Right.
It must integrate with your front office and your back office systems. Otherwise, you know, you'll experience inefficiencies due to manual manipulation or revenue leakage, perhaps. And then, of course, your billing system has to be able to provide real-time information for your customer and accept payment models that might be, I guess, a little more untraditional. So subscription models, but also pay-as-you-go models and burn-down models, different consumption models that are in place. Ideally, with integration, your billing system can support billing for customer decisions or customer upsells immediately. So if your customer says, we love this service, we want more of it, rather than going through a lengthy contract negotiation period, to be able to just select, yes, we want more of this option, and your billing system to know that's in place for the next invoice is going to be critical in your ability to scale here.
Yeah, it sounds like basically you're saying you need a system that's going to give you the flexibility to make key business decisions quickly, right? In terms of,
absolutely,
you know, your monetization. Because if you don't, I feel like so many of the people we've talked to have said, like, if you're slow to react in this economy with the changing needs of B2B, B2C, whatever it is, you're going to get very quickly left behind.
Absolutely. And I'll go back to the data-driven approach. The key to being able to react quickly is having that data available to you. Mm-hmm. And the capability of your billing platforms to provide you that data and also proactively highlight any trends or abnormalities is really going to influence your capability to be reactive or to be proactive rather than reactive in the marketplace.
Right. Being proactive with that data, I mean, anticipating, and even at a you know, macro level, just seeing what is there for you, I think through a billing system that's comprehensive, that's agile, that you can, you know, make decisions about it. It's just really going to help the overall health of your business, because every part of the business ultimately, right, comes to that whole, everything touches billing. It's such an important sort of business feature.
That's right, Kara. That is why billing has my heart, for sure.
I'm telling you, I sell a line of t-shirts here, Chelsea. I'm committed. Revenue podcast listeners, there will be some sort of merch on our website coming in 24. I personally guarantee it. Okay. So we talked about a little bit about, you know, planning your pricing strategy. We've talked about this whole idea of this sort of a monetization ecosystem, if you will, that integrates pricing and billing, and all that sounds great. And I think for sort of, at an enterprise level, at least, people now are sort of cluing into, hey, I really need to reduce revenue leakage, go with this sort of this automation, have that data at my fingertips, right? If you're sort of mid-tier, you're just sort of considering, man, I really need to start thinking about how to optimize this. How can I optimize my business in 2024 and get my pricing, my billing all under one umbrella in a comprehensive agile system? What is it, something you can do to just evaluate where you are today? Because I know we talk with Matt Rehm about sort of the modernization life cycle and sort of where people can look at, you know, evaluate where they are today. What do you suggest for sort of some good old fashioned internal self-evaluation for your business?
From my experience, companies spend a lot of time solutioning and supporting edge cases. And so if you are a company that has a very flexible sales process, very flexible pricing strategy, and you spend quite a bit of time supporting that flexibility because you don't have automation in place in your other systems, I highly recommend looking at the volume and the revenue that you are generating from those edge case scenarios and limiting them as much as possible. So being very, very clear and putting some guardrails up will help you see great efficiencies in your quote to revenue life cycle. And then you'll also be able to determine, you know, were those pricing strategies or billing strategies that were edge case scenarios required for your business to be successful? Or were you just supporting, you know, legacy items or really unique sales processes because you hadn't had those guardrails in place before? And those efficiencies can save you a ton of time, a ton of money, and quite a bit of headache.
All right. So I'm going off script a little bit here for our final question, but you're talking about time and money and headaches. Obviously, implementation is always daunting, I think, anytime you're talking about making dramatic or drastic changes. So when you're selecting a monetization system, when you're selecting a billing system, is there something that you really need to consider to make that integration go as seamless as possible?
I think a strong definition of your future state goals is critical in being successful in the selection of a technology to support those. So definition of your business requirements, where you have some flexibility in those and what is completely unflexible because it's tied to your future state success. So putting the work in upfront is going to be very important in reducing the cost and the time to completion of any implementation, as well as I think future-proofing your implementation as much as possible and selecting a platform that is scaling and is taking market trends and future processes and integrations and systems into consideration as they develop their product is critical. You don't want to be stuck with an on-prem solution or a solution that's not growing as the marketplace changes.
Yeah, I think that's, if anything, the past few years have taught us, it's the ability to shift, be agile, you know, is going to contribute to your business's success. It's just, it's something that everybody has to be prepared to do because things, as we all know, things change on a dime, it seems like these days.
They sure do.
Chelsea, I really appreciate you coming on the Revenue Podcast today. And I'm so thankful that we were able to get some of your perspectives about all things billing, pricing, just sort of this whole you know, quote to cash monetization umbrella. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kara. It's quite a great way to get to know you and to work with Billing Platform more closely.
Perfect. And remember, merch coming up in 2024, Billing System Stole My Heart. I mean, I think that could be something. I'm just going to say it. As always with the Revenue Podcast, we want to connect with you. Visit our Billing Platform social media pages or our business website at www.billingplatform.com. Make sure you check out our next, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but final podcast of 2023. You don't want to miss an episode. We will be back soon with one more episode before the end of the year. We'll have new topics, new insights, and of course, new perspectives on all things revenue. Thank you for listening and for having your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever makes you happy with us. Cheers.